Future. It's Mike Wynn, and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And again, our usual quandary of the first number, a rip snorter or something milder, or something in between.
Thank you.
Mal Waldron's song Soul Eyes, recorded in Hollywood in May 97 or March 98. It took two separate recording sessions to create this acoustic jazz quartet album. It's a quartet co-led by James Findlay on guitar and Zach Matthews bass, the other two being David Sills tenor, Dean Kober drums. The four of them were playing separately in California, all teaching or studying at the University of Southern California, and then they formed this quartet in 96. Rather oddly, Findlay plays electric guitar, which, pedantically, I would have thought was somewhat at odds with the acoustic part of their group title. But hey, nobody in the band seems to worry about that sort of detail. It's big band time, and this would have made a great theme song for a 70s TV series for a private eye. Thank you. the song title, K-N-A-R-F. The big band is the Stuttgart Funk Big Band, conducted by Rolf Hans Müller and recorded in their own studios in Baden-Baden. Germany has a fantastic collection of regional and city-based big bands, and this one is as good as any of them. A 17-piecer, all Germans, of course, plus a special guest. In this case, in the shape of Canadian-born high note specialist trumpeter Maynard Ferguson. This album is released on the German label MPS. So yes, the liner notes are all in German, quite rightly. This next one's very gentle. It's not mild. I don't know why I used that word earlier. We don't do mild, do we? This is gentle and soothing. Thank you. Pat Metheny compo Always and Forever, and that's from an album called Secret Story, recorded in 92 at various locations. There's a nucleus of jazz musos led by Metheny on guitar, who's the leader on the album, and Charlie Hayden bass, plus Paul Vertigo drums, and gloriously Toots Thielemans harmonica. And that's supplemented by the London Orchestra, conducted by Jeremy Lubbock. On other tracks, many, many more jazzers join in, and, on a few numbers, the vocal talents of the Cambodian Royal Palace Choir, no less. One of the most popular jazz albums of all time is Errol Garner's Concert by the Sea. The concert, which was something of a bootleg recording, was much edited to fit onto a single LP. Columbia Records have now, at long last, issued the full concert on two CDs. And I've chosen a number that wasn't on the original LP.
Thank you.
sweet and lovely, and it finds its own groove, a different tempo than the usual for this song, but Errol Garner could play in any tempo, key, dynamic or style. He richly deserves the descriptor virtuoso. His style was very individual and hence seldom copied. This gig, this concert I should say, took place in Carmel, California on September the 19th, 1955, and somehow the gods collided that night. Garner fed off the positive response from the audience, and the crowd in turn responded to him even more, and so on. And this fabulous recording now tells us the full story at long last, 60 years after the gig. The piano-based drums trio was the usual Garner format, although with some solo piano work as well. This trio was Denzel Da Costa Best on drums, and it's the only recording of Garner and Best together, and Eddie Calhoun bass. It was Calhoun's very first recording with Garner, but they stayed together for 11 years. If you're a Garner fan, this triple CD box set is a must. Triple, well, two CDs worth of the entire concert in the correct sequence, plus an interview with Garner, and a third CD. What is that? Well, it's a complete reproduction, songs, sequence, the lot, of the originally released LP on Columbia. But what's the point of that, as we already have that on the first two CDs in the right sequence? Well, listen to the first two CDs and enjoy. The third is totally superfluous. It's Ellington next, and we're going right back to the very early days of his remarkable recording career. Black and Tan Fantasy, first recorded in April 27, and we've just heard the October 1927 version. The song, whose title referred to the nightclubs, which catered for mixed-race audiences in this period of rampant segregation. It's credited to Ellington and his early trumpet star, Bubba Miley. The two of them get the lion's share of the solo work, together with Tricky Sam Nanton and Otto Hardwick. It's a great contrast between the earthy blues of Miley's trumpet and the sweet lyrical sound of Hardwick's alto. Don't forget, this is before Johnny Hodges joined the band, before Cootie Williams joined the band, before even Harry Carney joined the band. Black and Tan Fantasy was reworked many, many times by the Ellington Band over the years to suit the then-current band members. Fascinating to hear it in its original form, and it gave a clear indication that the Duke was an original voice in jazz and beyond. We'd better come forward some 30 years after that.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty. Was all my hand, but thine eyes are cute too, what they do to me. Hear me holla, I scream a sweet lalapalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in a hut for two rooms a kitchen. I'm sure we do give me just a plot of not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand. I'd feel so rich in a hut for two rooms a kitchen. I'm sure we do give me just a plot of not a lot of land.
Betty Carter and a very short and sweet version of the Rodgers and Hart song Thou Swell, recorded May-June 55 with pianist Ray Bryant, one of our faves, and one of Betty's faves too, as they recorded a few albums together, Wendell Marshall bass and Philly Joe Jones drums. Let's stay in the mid-50s. Thank you. Tony Scott on clarinet is the leader on this July 56 New York recording. The pianist, none other than the legendary Bill Evans. Les Grinich was on bass, who I've never heard of before or since this recording, and Lenny McBrown drums. The song was called Vanilla Frosting on a Beef Pie. Sounds disgusting, but then again, I went to see the All Blacks at St James's Park last week and treated myself to a beef and cheese pie. Inedible. I ate it all, but it was inedible. From the 50s, let's leap forward another 50 years. The Jimmy Rolls song, Looking Back, recorded at the Red Gable studio in West London in March 2011. Karen Sharp on tenor is the leader of this quartet, and I've just seen all the other three musos, the rhythm section in other words, backing singer Tina May as part of the annual Little Missenden Festival. The gigs are all held in the stunning 11th century Little Missenden Church, and the acoustics are amazingly good. I'd better tell you the names of the rhythm section after that long-winded intro. Nicky Isles piano, and by the way, Nicky has worked with Tina May for some 20 years, so they are well worth seeing together. And the best bass drums duo the UK has ever seen, Dave Green bass, Steve Brown drums. And they must be winners in the Smiliest Rhythm Section competition. We're jumping about time-wise, back to August 56. Thank you. Earl Warren's 1941 song, 920 Special, is now something of a jazz standard. 920 could be the time of day, could be the price of a hamburger, could be a target for aspiring number counters to get to. Who knows? This LA-recorded August 56 recording is led by, in many people's eyes, the greatest drummer of all time, Buddy Rich. This album is called This One's for Basie. All eight songs are associated with the pre-56 Basie. Harry Sweets Edison did the trumpet solo, Bob Cooper the tenor solo, Jimmy Rolls, who wrote the last song we played, if you remember, he was on piano, and Conrad Gozo and Pete Condoli trumpets, Bob Ineddleson on valve trombone, and on some songs, tenor sax, Buddy Collette, various reeds, Joe Mondragon bass, Bill Pittman guitar, and all the arrangements by Marty Paich. Here's a treat, two of the very best guitarists together. What Have They Done to My Song, Ma, was originally written by the folky pop singer Melanie as a criticism of the music industry and has been much recorded since, and derivatives of it used in adverts. Here it's Joe Paz and Herb Ellis on guitars, Monty Budwig bass and Colin Bailey drums. I don't know the date of the recording as I've got this on a no-nonsense, no-info, cheapo label, but I'd guess at mid-70s. Next up, Billie Holiday.
Isn't this hello? lovely day to be caught in the rain. You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Isn't It a Lovely Day for the 1935 film Top Hat, starring Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Here in Jan 57, Billie Holiday gives us her very special rendition, and it's on her album Music for Torching, a torch song being, as I'm sure you know, a sentimental love song lamenting an unrequited or lost love. And nobody could do that better than Lady Day. Harry Sweets Edison again on trumpet, Benny Carter alto, Jimmy Rolls on piano, it's his week. John Simmons bass, Larry Bunker drums. And here's our closer for this week, and it's from the latest Christian McBride album, Live at the Village Vanguard. And I was very tempted by their funky theme, Car Wash, but in the end opted for one of our faves, Down by the Riverside. McBride bass, Christian Sands piano, Ulysses Owens Jr. drums. always, I really hope you've enjoyed all the numbers this week and that you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.